Milligantown.org. This is Marlon Klingensmith with your Milligantown Daily. Genesis chapter 3 says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God actually say, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths." Adam, given the command to not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, disobeys the command. To those of us used to sinning frequently and from our earliest age, this might not seem like a big deal, but it was. Adam was the federal head for the whole human race, and in his sin, all of humanity fell into sin with him. It is because we have inherited our fallen nature from our father Adam due to his fall that we might minimize the severity of Adam's sin. But what a monstrous thing it was, and we still feel the effects of it today. It is because of sin that death entered the world. Pain in childbirth and power struggles in marriage and difficulties in our work are also part of the curse of sin. Had Adam obeyed the command, it would not have been this way. But even as death and pain are introduced to the world, God makes an amazing promise when he curses Satan in chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. "The Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.'" Here we have the first gospel promise. Satan will strike the heel of the seed, but the seed will bruise the head of Satan. This is a promise of Jesus Christ, who will be bruised in the heel when he's crucified to bear the penalty for the sins, not only of Adam, but of all those throughout all time who come to God in faith, trusting in Jesus Christ for their salvation. The cross will be a painful bruising for the promised seed of Adam, as the second person of the Trinity takes on human flesh, suffers, and dies for sin. But it will crush the head of Satan as the power and the penalty of sin is broken for all of God's people. So even in the midst of the dark and sad passage before us, as we see the fall of the human race, we find the glorious light of God's grace, mercy, and love displayed to the praise of his glory and honor. For the Milligantown Theological Society, this is Marlon Klingensmith.